Jerry Bader Show, 1048. Kim Strassel of the Wall Street Journal was on the show Friday, and it was she who first said, look, here's, and she had it in her column Friday, here is what she thinks Hillary's going to do is really try to trip up Trump on policy, show him as being uninformed. Will that work? I'll address that in just a moment. To Attila in Kewanee. Attila, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I agree with what you're saying, but I think that Trump should stay focused and turn it back around on her and show her, show the people how ignorant she is on policy, because they've all failed under her and Obama. Everyone has been an exact failure, and he should exploit that. And also, I think he should show the grievous wound to not let heal of the Bernie Sanders supporters on how she screwed over the Sanders supporters by ousting out Bernie Sanders. He should let that wound be reopened.
That that last part in particular, Attila, I got to let you run. Thanks for the call. That last part, I think, is really big. He could make a lot of hay there. Here's the thing. This debate is not going to be about policy. It's just not. Now, she can try to impress, and Attila's right. All he's got to do is look at the record of liberal policies. Kyle Smith, writing at the New York Post, says Trump could win debate simply by bluffing. Hillary Clinton is going to be armed with facts, logic, and policy chops at the debate. It'll be like bringing a knife to a gunfight. Unless Donald Trump has been hitting the briefing books and spending his evenings perusing back issues of National Affairs and The Economist, hey, the man has surprised us before, it seems unlikely that he'll have as many facts and details at his command as Clinton, and it doesn't matter. Nobody comes out of a debate saying, wow, Senator Blutarsky had an impressively detailed answer on how to save 11% of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. You caught Bluto there. Did you, Earl? You know where he got that from? Animal House. Debates are about style, comportment, authority, the occasional zinger, and the dreaded gaffe. They're about the direction of the country and who will steer us down the right path. What he's arguing is Trump can just bluff his way through. If Holt or Clinton tries to catch Trump at a gotcha question like, Mr. Trump, you say you have a plan to get the economy moving again, but can you even estimate the size of the U.S. economy within $2 trillion? Trump could easily win the exchange by turning the question into an attack on the current state of journalism. You know what, Lester? That's the kind of stupid question that is the reason why nobody trusts the media anymore. That actually, I think that would work for Trump. It would be interesting, though, to see how Hillary followed it up. Which brings me to this. So liberals are going nuts saying, yeah, moderators should be fact checkers. If Trump lies, Lester should call him out. The presumption being there would be no lies on which to call out Hillary Clinton. Of course there will be. The reason they're pushing Holt and pushing Holt and pushing Holt to call out Trump is they know he won't call out Clinton. Now, it is an interesting debate as to whether the moderator should engage in that. Remember when Candy Crowley did it in 2012? Except she was full of it. What she said was not factual. But it gave Obama cover at the time. They're human beings. They're not Google. The left is going off the deep end on this because they want the moderators to call out Trump. Now, Trump's mistruths in debates tend to be more blatant. Hers are somewhat nuanced. Some of hers are pretty blatant. So they believe that they're ones that are so obvious that Lester Holt, who, by the way, I like. I've been a fan of his. So I'm curious to see what he does tonight. I think the smart thing to do, I mean, unless something is so overtly false from either candidate, but he can't, it's a game he just can't win. And they're, and here's the biggest reason why. They're both going to be so full of crap that he would become the third debater at this thing. He can't, I don't think he can practically do it. Now, what he can do is couch it in a follow-up question. In fact, you know what he could do? He could steal a technique from Trump. Now, Mr. Trump, some would say what you just said. I'm not saying it, but others would say that. That's what Trump does when it's really him talking. Lester Holt could steal that from him and use it on Hillary Clinton as well. I don't think it's practical because everybody was up in arms when what didn't Matt Lauer call him out on? What the heck was that? Whatever it was, I can't remember right now. I'm having a brain fart. But whatever it was, hey, why did you let him get away with that? Click on that one, Earl. They were all hacked off because he didn't correct or fact check. There was a couple of things, but there was one in particular that really bothered the left that he did, and they felt he was way too hard on Hillary. Lester Holt's going to get the same thing no matter what he does. And I think, that Trump wasn't against, whether or not Trump was against the war in Iraq. Yeah. That's what it was. Which, by the way, is a lie that Trump was told again and again and again and again and again and again, and suddenly they cared at this thing. So I think Holt would be smart to resist, and I'm guessing he's a lefty. I don't know that, but I always thought he was a good news person. Resist the temptation to quote-unquote fact-check Trump or Clinton, because there's just no way to do that fairly. There just isn't. Now, I truly think right now, with so many Americans not comfortable with either candidate, the victor tonight will be the one that looks the most presidential. With a teleprompter, Donald Trump has gotten pretty good at looking presidential. I thought his comments about the Charlotte police shooting were very, very, very good in content and in delivery. But without a teleprompter, he gets into that stream of consciousness thing. And you have that going on, and she is going to try to get him. I'll tell you right now, you know what are the two words that would make Hillary Clinton the happiest to hear tonight? You've got a minute and a half to take a guess at this, Earl. What two words would she love to hear out of his mouth tonight? Oh, this is so simple. You're overthinking it. Yeah. Crooked Hillary. She would love to hear that. She would love to hear Crooked Hillary. This is going to be a supreme test for him. Unscripted. Can he be the Trump that he's been in recent weeks? And as Kim Strassel said Friday, one of his worst moments in recent weeks was that foreign policy, commander-in-chief for him. It was bad. He struggles when he can just talk. And further, I still believe his heart of hearts tells him that primary Donald Trump is the right Donald Trump. I still believe he believes that. Like I said, you watch for that Incredible Hulk moment where she just pushes him to the point. Let's see if he shows up. But I think you will see the polls move. One survey says a third of people say that this will be a third of voters, this will be a major influence. We'll get your thoughts on it tomorrow. 10:59, Rush is next. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.